John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Are you ready to answer the internet? Good.
Yes.
Let us begin. From the Barstool Sports feed people, a variety of questions culled from the internet. Some of them so insulting I can't read them on the radio.
Dang.
But we find a way. Let's start with this one. Hot Wings?
Yes.
Would you rather? I like the would you rathers. They're some of my favorites. Classic game. Throw up every time you hear someone say, hey, what time is it? Or inquire about the time every time for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Or wear a fedora all the time the rest of your life, except for sleeping. And whenever anybody asks about it, you have to say, what? I like the way it looks.
I mean, I would like to bring back a good fedora.
You would?
Yeah, I think everybody like in the 40s and 50s looked kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not those decades now.
I know.
You can tell by the voter rolls.
Literally like near 80 years ago.
I know. I think it looked good. So many things have come back in fashion. I know it's not in fashion.
But you wouldn't be.
Hats are just not a big deal. But
you wouldn't be bringing it back. You'd be a douchebag in a fedora.
Yeah, you'd have to move to somewhere beachy and sunny and like Miami or something.
I really hate barfing, though.
Maitland, have you ever seen somebody in a fedora and went, that person's cool?
No, not really.
No.
No, you have to look like, you have to be a guy who looks like Steve Martin or something to be able to just like look natural wearing something like that. You have to be a person who wears a suit too. I guess I would barf.
You have to wear a suit too.
Yeah, you do. I mean, otherwise, then you look like Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
That's douche fedora.
Yeah, so you want 1950s businessman.
Like actual, like, yeah, cool, you know.
Hey, look where they look fedora. Good.
Now, let me go and make some ads. Hey, Toots, what color your underwear? You don't want to show me? I'll look anyway.
Hey, gals, watch your panties. I'm putting my fedora on.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to behave like somebody from Mad Men, but they looked awesome. You have to admit, like, all those styles in Mad Men were great. Behavior, terrible. Styles, awesome.
I think I'd go with barfing.
Yeah, I mean, I think barf. Ultimately, I would probably do that because people don't ask me for all that often because there's so many ways to tell time now.
I bet you'd be surprised.
But I'm sure I would.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't notice it right now, but
first of all,
your kids don't ask you what time it is. Mine will look at the clock, ask me what time it is, then I'll say, you can read a clock, and then they'll tell me what time it is.
I would just ask you what time it was. 15 times a day.
Well, see, ultimately, that's the real problem is that when people discover there's a correlation between the time and the barfing, then everywhere you go, people are going to do it to you.
Kelly would make imaging where it's football players leading a huddle saying, what time is it? Game time!
Yeah.
Yeah, do we live in a world where everyone is not aware of?
Yes.
Like, okay. So people can't do it just to screw with you.
I feel like we'd figure it out. We'd be like, boy, Tommy's been throwing up a lot lately.
I'd wear the fedora. I know I made fun of you endlessly just now for it, but yeah, I don't like barfing.
No, I mean, I don't either.
Maitland, fedora or barf? Which are you taking?
Barf. I'd like to care less about the time. So if I could not be asked or ask about
other people asking, though.
Right. So if they ask me, I'd just be like, I don't care about the time.
You'd still barf.
I'd barf one time, and then they'd know that I don't care about the time and not ask me again.
They'd never ask you again. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Well,
you would slowly turn them away.
On them, yeah.
It's not just you being asked about the time. You could just be in the room, and somebody could say, hey, what time is it? Not necessarily to you, and you're still barfing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear headphones.
I was getting fedoras and berets mixed up. While you were saying fedora, in my head, I was thinking beret.
Those are really different.
Yeah.
Berets are
cute. Yeah. Like, kind of off to the side of your head.
Maitland just said berets are cute. You mean for ladies, right?
Everybody could wear. I think anybody could wear a beret and look nice.
Do you have a beret?
I have two.
That is, I think, at least double the amount you should have.
I think you can wear a beret and look nice. Do you really think that free beer would look Cute number, right?
Can you bring in your berets tomorrow so we can try them on free beer?
First of all, I agree with Hot Wings. I would look stupid. Second of all, I don't know why I had to be picked as the one who would look stupid, because everyone would.
Well, she can see you the best. I mean, you know, I just want
to be wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, I'd look stupid.
She said anyone.
All right, beret fashion show tomorrow.
You bring me that in a baguette, and I'll make the world think I'm from France tomorrow.
I just want raspberry beret to be changed to free beer, freeberry beret.
That's going to be really...
Free beer beret. I need that. I need that really bad. Bring it in, Maitland. I'll make up a song or something.
Free will you?
Beery beret. Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if I can do this one.
Yeah, you can.
When there's an impractical amount of squirting happening every time, what do you do?
Like impractical, I guess it.
What do you consider impractical, yeah, Steve? I mean, your question.
You squirted in my eyes.
Right. I mean,
that's
you start. You
amount.
Start by
Good
yelling.
Good thing
Hot
Wings has an eyewash station.
Yeah, but that's a long way from where Steve would be involved in any type of squirting.
So ask that again.
When there is an impractical amount of squirting,
what do you do?
What do you do?
Open your mouth. Duh.
Yeah. I mean,
she's a squirter. Uh-huh. She's squirting.
That's when you have to plan this out in advance. You're putting up the tarps. You're putting on the rubber sheets.
That's really makes things feel like a sexy mood.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Anytime
tarps
you can lay down
sheets
in your nicest rubbers.
Like, what am I in Dexter or something? I mean, right now? What's
probably like just plan ahead. Just grab like a towel or something. You know, lay that down.
You wake up on Steve's rubber sheets. There's pictures of all the people you've squirted on. Steve standing over you.
He said impractical. Well, impractical. I mean, I'm thinking like fire hose.
So you're thinking, you know, like a Wayans Brothers movie.
Yeah, scary movie. That happened. Yes. Uh-huh. She got shot up to the wall. Remember?
Yeah, it was an impractical
with
amount.
Man squirts.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man squirt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You could use it as a grout. Just put it in a bucket and use it. That stuff dries all just like grout does.
Probably water your plants.
How much grout do I need?
Yeah, I mean.
It's a lot. So maybe you need to re-grout your bathroom. I don't know. And it's clearish.
If
a lightish color.
If yours is drying like grout, you might want to go to a doctor. Yeah.
You ain't never seen that stuff dry before?
Not like
hard
grout.
To get out of anything. Looking like toothpaste over there.
Yeah, different consistency,
some, yeah,
I
some
hope.
Some kind of medical issue there.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, does it come out when somebody pushes down on your belly? Like a toothpaste tube?
Too much.
Because if that's the case, that's not what that is.
You're getting too much cheese.
Yeah.
Like bags of sand.
This looks like a cheese Play-Doh factory.
Yeah. This is oddly gritty.
Is this pumice? Kelly, if you could ask one person, dead or alive, a question they had to answer honestly on live TV, what would you ask? And to whom?
Oh, man, that is a great question. On live TV, especially dead or alive?
Yeah, and they have to answer it honestly.
I would bring back Jeffrey Epstein, and I would ask him if he killed himself.
I would bring back Jeffrey Epstein and ask... him to name all the pedophiles that he hooked up.
Yeah, I only get one question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
What is the list of the pedophiles you enabled?
Yeah, name them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care.
We'll wait.
Or not.
Yeah. And then after that, he can go back to being dead.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Maitland, at what age or moment do you officially become, in your case, a woman? Do you feel like a woman yet?
Sometimes. I'd say 13.
What are the sometimes? Like when the Shania Twain song is playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I never feel more like a woman.
When my mysterious uncle comes to visit.
I had one of those, and he turned out to be exactly what you thought. Oh, no. we'll go Jewish rules. Bat mitzvahs, 13.
Okay. All right. Steve, at what age did you become a man? Are you still looking at it?
Ooh, 16 maybe.
Really? Howings, what about you?
Yeah.
I mean, I could function like a man at 16, but I was definitely no man. I would say, like, truly probably, like, 22 or 23. Yeah. Like when I was really in control of my entire life.
Yeah.
I was getting my own car insurance. I had my own apartment. I paid all my own bills.
You feel like a man now?
I was a sexual dynamo.
Never mind. I retract my question.
Yeah. I'm all man. I'm the most man.
Okay. No, we did that one. All right. Hot wings.
Yeah.
Would you rather shoot webs like Spider-Man or have claws that pop out like Wolverine? Side note, they both come out of your D.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Ew, so you
I got to go Spider-Man then. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, like, you kill a person.
Yeah, Kelly, you don't mind that, do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, in case there's any risk, you just, you know, shoot it all over the room.
Don't cat penises have claws on them?
I believe they're barbed.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they're kind of
like a grappling hook, like they hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a Wolverine claw, like there's a good chance that, you know, you're just going to run through a person and then
stab their cervix.
Yeah, that's tough to explain.
Steve, Beck and you are hooking up and having one night stands when you broke someone's bed because you were busybody banging.
Right, all those times.
Were you responsible to pay for the bed?
What?
When you break someone's bed during sex, are you responsible to pay for it?
Is that the bed
that
breaking?
That was you finishing in the bed breaking, and it caught her off guard.
I at least offered every time. All of those times.
Did you break a lot of them?
Yeah, boy, you know it.
Sorry, I tipped over your bassinet.
Oh.
What?
Gross.
Just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
I don't even know what you're inferring, but I don't like
that you're
it,
clumsy no when you were what. Getting out of the sex bed and you knocked over the baby's bassinet. Nothing else.
Okay.
Kelly.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a different race, which one are you picking?
If I could be any other race in the world? Oh.
Please say Daytona 500.
No.
Yeah, I would totally pick Indianapolis 500.
I want to be, I want to be Egyptian. Like North African, because their skin tone and their hair and their eyes are so beautiful. People will ask them, because it's very surface level, to be like, what's your skin color? Are you black? And like that North African skin tone is just so beautiful. And the women there. Mwah.
Yeah.
That dark hair, green eyes. Some of them have a curl pattern in their hair. Oh, just like, yes.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Maitland. Boris asks to borrow your iPhone and then secretly turns on Find My Phone and location sharing. What do you do?
Nothing.
Don't care?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I park at the Walgreens that's right next to the Checkers that I secretly go to, so my husband would think that I'm going to Walgreens and not Checkers.
You wouldn't
it's
even
the only so thing I got to worry about.
I don't
about.
Care about you doing that. I'm just going to offer some subterfuge.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even ask why?
Now. Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.